improve the aesthetics so the experience for the fans causes more fans to come, buy more tickets, causes other events to happen, sell more tickets, create more revenue. This is the first positive, actually, event I've seen occurred, with all due respect to my veterans organizations friends and certainly my architect friends, since the decision was made not to redevelop that site into a baseball stadium. The council can ask questions and should delve into the details. There's no alternative but to this path that the mayor set us on, and I think it's as good as it's going to possibly be, with the only caveat that, and I was happy that Jack said you're keeping a list of items that will be that could be invested in the future, all of which I support, all of which I think makes sense, because anything that improves the aesthetics of the Coliseum, I think, causes more events to be there, more fans to buy tickets, and thus more revenue to the city. So I appreciate the really tough work that's come up to this point, and that which exists, which remains before we sign the final deal. But thank you very much. Bye.
Fritz?
Well, thank you, Chair Andrews and Director Graham and everyone for your good work on this. It has been a very long haul, and I've appreciated the monthly updates from both of the principals in how the agreement is being structured. I've been very clear that I want a permanent home for the Winterhawks, and I want the Veterans Memorial Coliseum to be upgraded and furnished in the respectful and beautiful manner that it should be, and it should be kept up at. And I'm very pleased to see this agreement, which, as the mayor said, does address the backlog of maintenance that has been required and marks a new phase in the city's relationship with the Portland Development Commission, as well as a new phase in the Portland Development Commission's work within the city of Portland and a potential new funding. We've had a lot of discussions about tax increment financing and how that is going to be going away. This could be the answer for how our experts in economic development, the Portland Development Commission, partnering with private businesses and the community, can move forward and remain a vibrant economic development engine in the city of Portland. So I think that's very exciting. I'm a little concerned that there hasn't been much public involvement in this agreement so far. I understand why, because it's been so intensive back and forth. This is a resolution, so there will be the final agreement coming back to council, and at that point I would hope to see the veterans and others coming in to comment. As we discussed, the legislative intent here is that there would be, when the final agreement comes back, that there will be the provision on renaming or naming rights for the building itself will be removed, that there will be community access without charge for the high schools and other educational facilities and for the Rose Garden. And I would like to also see the final agreement looking to roll over profits to match the losses, similar to the Geldwin Field agreement that was passed. But it's a very complicated and complex issue. Obviously, there's more work to be done, but this marks a major step forward in this complicated issue. Thanks to the mayor for continuing to work on it. Aye.
Bish?
Well, first, to the team that's at the table, thanks for all the time you've been spending with us, briefing us on this is a very complex matter. Scott, you said you're working on this for years and thousands of hours. I mean, we really appreciate that, and it is very complicated. And as you know, I've had some heartburn on the risk assessment side. And looking forward to reviewing the additional documents we've outlined, because I think each of us has to do an independent due diligence. As someone who is an unabashed fan of the building, both in terms of its architecture and the history, I guess I look at the process we're going through as a three-legged stool, and this is how I would define success. Number one, the successful rehabilitation of a significant building that is in public ownership. Number two, kickstarting the redevelopment of the Rose Quarter so it really does become a complete community. And number three, doing both in a way that protects the downside risk to the taxpayers in a way that's responsible. And that's the hard part, and that's what you've been putting, you know, a lot of your time and attention. I think there's a clear path on the first and second, and I think it is in fact PDC's unique role to be the lead on the development and on what the mayor calls the entrepreneurial side of the equation. I'm not yet convinced on the risk side, but I also have some, we have some additional conversations and some additional documents to review. And there are some decision points we can make along the way to strengthen this deal, depending on what we learn. So I appreciate that this is a resolution and not the final decision, but I still have some significant concerns about risk and how we apportion it. That said, Scott, thank you for devoting half of your adult waking hours to this project, and I know that it means a lot to you personally to see this through. And Mayor Adams, thank you for staying at it. When the stadium deal was taken off the table, it left us with some significant challenges. And I, for one, believe that if we get it right and restore this building and then turn it into a public asset, a true public asset, one that maybe even generates a profit for us, the future generations will look back kindly on the decisions we're making. So thank you. Aye.
Adams?
I'm going to add my thanks to Peter Pariseau and Amy Ruiz and Jennifer Yoakum, who in my office have worked on this issue. Big thanks to our Chief Administrative Officer, Chair of the Portland Development Commission, Mr. Brake, Ms. Ames, Jonas, everyone who's been part of it. This is a really, 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 really difficult challenge. You all have applied, I think, prudence and innovation in equal parts, and I appreciate that. We now have to get to a development agreement and all the details that come with that. But of everyone in the room, Scott, you volunteer for this effort, and so I just want to underscore my thanks to you, the expertise that you bring to this. We couldn't have done it without you, and the hours that you put in, as already mentioned, we're incredibly grateful. All right. Approved. Can you please read the title? Oh, we're in recess till tomorrow.
Oh, let's do it now.
All right.
I don't know why we...